But overall, I agree with Sean. He creates content on YouTube under Actual Justice Warrior if you want to check out his content. But what he says there is totally true.
Welcome everyone. My name is Sean, and today we got to talk about the situation out of Bakersfield, California, where a pro-Palestinian protester thought it would be a good idea, she felt entitled to, threaten the Bakersfield City Council with murder because they weren't going to vote the way she wanted on a non-binding symbolic resolution calling for a ceasefire in the Gaza-Israel war that's going on right now. This is a real thing that happened. This is absolutely amazing. She did it a couple of times, dose to be precise, and it just goes to show you how crazy things are getting in terms of American political discourse and how entitled certain groups of people in the United States of America feel to threaten and try to intimidate with violence in order to get their way. Now, we're going to get into it, but before we do, I want to thank everybody who signed up over at actualjusticewarrior.com/join.
Give me the money. Give me the money. Okay.
And remind you that we're fast approaching MindsFest in Austin, Texas. A link to tickets, top of the description, promo code AGW for 20% off.
And we begin here at 5 with more details from last night's intense city council meeting. A pro-Palestinian protester was arrested for making threats toward elected officials.
So look, I got to be perfectly honest with you guys out there in the audience. I am always quite skeptical when somebody is alleged to have made threats in terms of government officials, because government officials tend to be overly sensitive to these kind of things, and certain threats or certain things that are portrayed as threats turn out to actually not be those things. However, unfortunately for Ms. Patel, this woman at the center of this whole situation, she did threaten these people. She did it quite obviously, and yes, she should be arrested for doing so. This is totally unacceptable behavior.
For weeks, city council meetings have been filled with tension as pro-Palestinian protesters urge city council members to pass a ceasefire resolution for the Israel-Hamas war.
First and foremost, I want to address two things right off the top. Number one, this is a non-binding resolution from a city, Bakersfield, California, that would have no impact on anything at all whatsoever. So whether this passed or failed, that would not change the situation in Israel and Gaza. And secondly, as I've said repeatedly on this channel, I'm not in favor of a ceasefire. I don't care how many people in the United States of America say in polls they are in favor of a ceasefire, because if ceasefires actually created peace, then this would already be the most peaceful region across the world. The fact of the matter is, as I've said over and over and over again, when you have one party that attacks another party and they know for a fact that they're going to be able to skirt the full consequences of their actions because people across the world are going to demand a ceasefire when they get responded to, that is only going to lower the consequences for initiating force and thus prolong the conflict. And I believe that this is what has been going on in terms of Israel and its surrounding neighbors, Gaza and the West Bank, and it's just not productive. It is not something that will lead to an everlasting peace, which is why I'm not in favor of it. Again, if there was any evidence that ceasefires actually worked in this particular context and didn't just enable the Palestinian side or the Gazan side to regroup and then attack again, then I would be in favor of it. But just practically, the fact of the matter is, people used to know that if they started a war with another party, they risk annihilation. And knowing that that's not the case whenever you attack Israel has only led to the prolonging of said conflict. So no, absolutely not. It's a non-binding resolution, but it's also a stupid resolution. But that is aside from the point. I just want to link the essay that I often link, which is called Ceasefires, in the description, so you can read the actual counter argument to this position before we get into these alleged threats.
But Wednesday, it reached a boiling point.
And I hope one day somebody brings the guillotine and kills all of you motherfuckers.
That was a threat. What he said at the end. And so the officers are going to escort you out and take care of that.
After those words, 28-year-old Riddhi Patel was escorted out of the meeting and arrested by police.
So this right here is the woman at the center of this particular instance. And to be 100% fair, because I am in fact the fairest person in all of the country, in all of the YouTube world, that's actually not a threat. Her saying, I hope that someday somebody brings the guillotine in order to get you, has too many qualifiers in it to actually be a threat of harm to these members of the city council. So in that regard, even though that rhetoric rhetoric is wildly inappropriate in this particular situation. If we're being perfectly honest, if we're being perfectly fair, that is not in fact a threat. It sounds like threatening language, but to me, this does not rise to the level of criminality. And even though she was taken out, even though she was detained, even though she was arrested, this is actually not the focus of what we're talking about in terms of the charges. And if they do charge her in relation to these statements, honestly, I think it's inappropriate and she should win on those regards. So even though I can't stand these pro-Palestinian protesters, even though I think their cause is stupid, even though I think their rage about a non-binding resolution is even more stupid, even if their cause was legit or not, the fact of the matter is I gotta be 100% fair, and that was not a threat. It was not a specific call to violence. It does not rise to the level, although it is quite troubling that this is the attitude that is prevalent among this group of people, among this group of activists, that they feel entitled to say that. But there is in fact more, and that's what I want to get into, but it is important to clarify, at least with this particular instance, that that did not cross the legal threshold, in my opinion.
Councilman and Vice Mayor Andre Gonzalez says things have gone too far.
And to have that type of a threat in that type of public setting is completely inappropriate, unproductive, and it's deeply concerning.
Last month, the city increased security measures at meetings, leaving many questioning the timing, including Patel.
Now look, I do agree it is in fact concerning, and I do agree if things are getting out of hand, you have to increase security in this particular scenario in order to protect the elected officials. Again, even if that's not technically what would legally be defined and prosecutable as a threat or a terroristic threat, the fact of the matter is things are getting kind of crazy about these non-binding resolutions, so I understand you trying to protect your representatives, because it would be an absolute disaster if one of them were killed or injured by some of these crazy protesters that are just nuts over this issue.
You guys want to criminalize us with metal detectors? We'll see you at your house. We'll murder you.
Gonzalez says her threats prove the measures are needed now more than ever.
Now that right there is over the line. That right there meets the threshold, in my opinion, for a threat, for a prosecutable threat, because this isn't this woman just saying, I hope that someone abstractly brings the guillotines in order to execute you for not bowing down to the Islamic terror organization that's trying to attack Israel. This is her saying that we will show up to your house and we will kill you in your homes.
You guys want to criminalize us with metal detectors? We'll see you at your house. We'll murder you.
Obviously, this is completely different. I'm not even sure if this is the same day or not, because she is wearing the same outfit, but who knows? That just might be her threatening costume that she happens to wear to these particular events. But right here, you can see why this person's in trouble. And unfortunately, when you say we're going to go to your houses and we will murder you to a group of people, you're going to get charged as if you issued that threat to each and every individual in that group of people. So this woman really hurt herself with this particular commentary. And unfortunately for her, but fortunately for society, this has led to the arrest of her and multiple different felony charges.
Personally, I think it's warranted. The city can't function, city hall and city council cannot function during a public council meeting if we're continuously being disrupted.
Patel was arrested on 8 felony counts of threatening with intent to terrorize and bail set at $1 million.
And honestly, I have absolutely no sympathy for this woman at all whatsoever. She's the one who decided that she was going to continually escalate. She's the one who decided that she wasn't going to dance around using violent rhetoric and random calls, but then say specific threats to these individuals in a public recorded town hall meeting. She's the one who threatened to go to their houses. She's the one who said it was in response to the metal detectors, which by the way, were put in place for people like her who threaten people or imply that violence is coming to members of the city council. So she deserves that. So she can cry all she wants, but she brought these consequences upon herself. Now, I will also add that her threat had led her to get $1 million bail. And considering California has a lot of different woke criminal justice reforms where they don't hold people who actually follow through and commit violent attacks in jail for bail of $1 million. I find this to be a little bit troubling, if I'm going to be perfectly honest, because obviously this does show us that the consequences are escalated whenever you're threatening people that are important, whenever you're threatening people that are in power, whenever you're threatening politicians. And the fact of the matter is, I wish the criminal justice system in the state of California would act this appropriately when there are crimes committed against residents in the state of California. But that being said, this is well deserved. This woman woman won't stop threatening people, and I don't care how much she cries about it. The fact of the matter is, it's on video. She is presenting herself as a dangerous person, and there should be consequences for these actions. And by the way, considering that the pro-Palestine protesters are chanting death to America in other parts of the country, considering they're blocking highways and embracing a lot of the same tactics as the BLM rioters, we need to have some point in time, some inflection point, where we say, cut it out. This behavior is unacceptable, and you will face the consequences of that behavior. And by the way, even if I agreed with these protesters, like a lot of people tend to agree with them, the fact of the matter is, their tactics, I would totally disagree with anyway. If somebody advocating for my side of a political issue were blocking traffic, threatening representatives, and all that, I would be 100% against them. So in this case, there's just a clear and obvious point where you have to say, enough is enough. And it's nice to see that the state of California has finally done so.
Gonzalez says threats will not make the council move towards a resolution.
Sit at the table like adults and exchange ideas and go back and forth and really try to figure out how we can find a path together. But it's not making real threats, violent threats, to elected officials, to decision makers. That is not the way to influence others. Nobody on the city council will be intimidated to action.
Now look, what the representative said right here makes perfect sense, and I'm honestly proud of him for saying, hey, we're not going to back down to these intimidation tactics. This is completely inappropriate. You should come and have a seat at a table as an adult, not as somebody who's going to throw out this violent rhetoric. And these are the things that you are supposed to say. These are the things that I would hope you would say. And I'm glad that they did in fact say this. Now, I also want to add that a pro-Palestinian organization has also come out on the right side of this particular issue. I mean, again, we have to be as fair as possible to the sides that we're talking about.
Pro-Palestinian group, the United Liberation Front, said in a statement, it, quote, condemns any statements that threaten public officials and that the statements by Battelle, quote, counter to our values and do not represent United Liberation Front.
Now, look, a lot of people are going to say maybe that statement isn't good enough. Maybe this organization did X, Y, and Z. But the fact of the matter is, when it's called upon you to actually embrace or denounce these types of actions, this organization in this moment, in this statement, did so. And I can respect that. And again, I'm not trying to demonize this whole entire side. I understand that people see this issue differently across the political spectrum, not just on the left, but on the right. But the fact of the matter is, what we're talking about right here is threats. And threats like this, in order to endorse either side of this political issue or any political issue, are wildly inappropriate. This is not acceptable behavior, and it's the same kind of energy that we saw being put forward after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, where people were trying to go to the houses of Supreme Court justices. We cannot have a society, we cannot have a country, we cannot have a government where we don't actually debate these issues and instead random people from their special interest organizations decide that they're going to break the laws of society, break the norms of society in order to threaten these individuals. But hey, you know what? Those are just my thoughts. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. If you like the video, show them by leaving a like, subscribe for more content, follow me on my social medias, support me via the support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about this absolutely nonsensical pro-Palestinian protester. Till next time.